From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, August 27th. The only emergency room in a rural North State county is closing its doors on October 21st. Glenn Medical Center serves some 30,000 people, but federal regulators have pulled its funding. The decision comes down to 35 miles. That's how far a hospital must be from another emergency room to receive critical access funding. The money helps provide medical care in rural counties. The federal government said Glenn Medical Center met the criteria for about 25 years. But in April, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said Glenn Medical was 3 miles too close to a neighboring hospital in Colusa.
This is hurtful on a number of different levels, but most it's really just for the community that's losing those critical emergency medical services.
That's Lauren Still, the hospital's administrator. She says without the critical access status, Glenn Medical loses the Medicare funding it needs to stay open.
It costs about $15 million a year to keep that ER open, but we don't make $15 million a year in that ER.
Along with the emergency room, Still says that the whole hospital will also close, and 150 jobs will be lost. Glenn Medical's outpatient and rural health clinics will remain open. The hospital appealed the decision, arguing that the feds used the wrong driving route, but they lost. Soon, patients will have to drive at least half an hour for emergency care and could face longer wait times. In other news, public health officials say wastewater samples from several counties show higher concentrations of COVID-19 and hospitalizations are beginning to climb statewide. According to reporting by the California Report, doctors warn the new Omicron subvariant, known as Stratus, is fueling the infections. Still, this summer surge is far less intense than last year's, with hospitalizations about half the level seen in 2024. The increase comes as the Trump administration delays rollout of the updated COVID vaccine, leaving Californians uncertain about when shots will be available and who will be eligible. And Reading voters will decide in November whether the city's sales tax will increase by 1% and generate $30 million per year. The initiative was started by a citizen petition, and the city council approved it earlier this month to add it to the special election ballot. According to reporting by Shasta Scout, the revenue would help fill budget shortfalls in the city and fund public safety and infrastructure projects. This is the third proposed sales tax increase in Reading in the last 11 years. Previous increases were rejected by voters. Also, a UC Irvine study found that globally, the amount of land burned by wildfires has gone down by about 40%, but the number of people impacted is up. Cap Radio's Manola Sakaira talked to a researcher to understand the phenomenon and how it compares to California.
The study found the number of people exposed to wildfires globally has gone up by about 40%. Amir Agakuchak is a UC Irvine civil and environmental engineering professor and an author of the study.
More and more people are living or moving to fire-prone areas. So even if fewer acres burn at a global scale, those fires are increasingly colliding with homes and communities.
Agakuchak also says California doesn't follow the global trend. Both the amount of people exposed to wildfires and land burned has actually increased. He says climate change is a driver of these conditions, but it's also important for cities to pay attention to how and where they're expanding. Manola Sequeira, Cap Radio News.
Additionally, on November 4th, California voters will decide whether to bypass the state's Independent Redistricting Commission to modify the state's congressional district maps. Prop 50 was approved by Democratic lawmakers after Texas Republicans redrew their own congressional maps at the request of President Trump. California Democratic Party Chair Rusty Hicks says Prop 50 puts California's temporary redistricting plan in the hands of voters during what he describes as an emergency.
This is an emergency measure that levels the playing field that is temporary. We returned back to an independent redistricting process following the 2030 census. This is fair and proportional as to what Texas has already done and what other Republican states might do.
Hicks says the Democratic Party's campaign in support of Prop 50 will focus on engaging communities throughout the state ahead of Election Day. And Chico State's graduate programs are being recognized this month. It came in sixth nationally among 585 institutions in Washington Monthly's 2025 College Guide for Master's Degrees. The magazine defines master's universities as institutions that grant a specific number of master's degrees but offer few or no doctoral degrees. Chico State offers 25 master's programs and is recognized for its small class sizes and individualized mentorship from expert faculty. The university also ranked 27th for the best colleges for your tuition and tax dollars and 32nd for best bang for the buck rankings West. And just a note, NSPR's broadcast licenses are owned by Chico State. It does not oversee our news production or programming. And finally, people who have overdue library books in Butte County could be saved from late fees. The county's Board of Supervisors have approved a one-time library fee amnesty month for September and a year-long program that gets rid of late fee accruals. According to the Chico Enterprise Record, the program is meant to allow people to return materials without having to worry about paying fees. It will also encourage more library staff and patron interactions and improve return rates. Officials say the fees and fines don't help much with cost recovery, and only about 10% of lost items can be replaced with fine revenue. Patrons will still have to pay for damaged items. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, August 27th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.